year will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
We're petitioning to just keep the police state and implement some more Orwellian measures to keep the community safe. And signature, too, for the Nazi-style police state. The budget cuts are just causing all kinds of problems, so thanks for supporting that.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
They're closing parks, they're closing campgrounds, and now they're trying to cut back on the police state, and so we want to just increase the Orwellian system and a signature to support that. Thank you for the support on the police state.
Oh, man! Well, I guess if people are trying to sign up for Obamacare, they might as well sign up for the police state, too. Ty Bollinger, it's Outside the Box. Mark Dice always goes outside the box with those little surveys and things he gets people to sign up for.
Yeah, he does. That's funny, RSB. How you doing today, bud?
Doing well, man. Glad to have you back from New York City. You survived it. I saw the pictures. Look great. The reunion with the family. You got everybody the New York Yankee caps and stuff. So you brought a little home with you. You're a good daddy.
I'm a good daddy. It was fun. You know, it was fun to be up there. It was great to get back, to get out of New York City. But it was fun to get back to the family, and I'm glad to be back in the saddle here. That Dice interview, though, I was watching that a couple nights ago. I think I saw it for the first time. And I said, you know, we got to talk about that because it's so indicative of the way that the American people today just don't even really think. They're almost in a stupor almost when they hear, you know, when they hear certain key words, they just sign. Like, for instance, you know, I think Dice, as long as he had, you know, the way Dice does it, he's very calm, cool, collected. Mm-hmm. He's almost apathetic. And I think people hear that and they're not threatened or anything and they're just going to sign anything that he asks them. I mean, literally, I think he could have said, look, we're going to take your children and we're going to cook them in a big pot for the presidential dinner.
Oh, wait, but
and people would have just signed it.
Ty, that's the scary thing about the country we grew up in and we love and we, you know, it's like our people, what happened? They're on fluoride, they're on drugs, and you can get them to sign up. We need support of the fascist police state. Can you sign this survey? Because, you know, the budget cuts, we need help to keep the police state going. Oh, sure, let me just sign there.
Let me sign it. Just, yeah.
And it wasn't like just one or two people. I mean, there was more. You gotta hear this.
I've seen Dice interviewed, and you know, some people have said, "Oh, he stays out there all day, and he interviews hundreds of people, and he picks like three or four." No, I've seen him interviewed before, and I've read his blog. He literally can go out there, and he can get a 4 or 5 minute video in 20 minutes. I mean, he literally almost everybody that he talks to. Signs the petitions. I mean, it reminds me, you remember, I guess maybe a decade ago, maybe mm-hmm. 20 years ago, it was a Penn and Teller deal where they went out and got people to sign a petition to ban dihydrogen monoxide.
Yes, Superdon signed that petition all those years ago.
Which is water, by the way, right? Dihydrogen monoxide, just a fancy term for water. But they got people to sign a petition to ban water. Yeah. They didn't even know what they were signing. But they were asked in a nice, genteel type of way, and they felt like they were doing a good thing, joining a good cause, just kind of joining on the bandwagon, and they signed it. And that's what's scary.
It sounded, you know, the words, if they sound scary in certain ways, you deliver it. I mean, that's the thing, you know, we really are very cognizant of what we're doing here on the Ron mm-hmm. Scott Bell Show Outside the Box Wednesday. We're, you know, if we're steering you, it's really steering you. Look at this. And figure this out. Look at what we're seeing here so you can observe it and make, you know, come to your own conclusion. But of course, you know, when you read Ty's books, Cancer Step Outside the Box, Work with Your Doctor, you begin to say, whoa, wait a second here. I need to not only engage my thought forms, but I never need to allow them to go to sleep because someone like Mark Dice might come up and ask me if I want to sign up for the fascist police state, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just the two you've already heard. There's more. Go ahead and run this next Dice clip here. More people are going to sign up for this. Go ahead.
This is to support the Orwellian police state, where we just want to model it after the Nazi Germany system to keep people safe and secure. So thank you for signing the petition to support the police state, bro. Appreciate that.
Oh my gosh. It was very clear. He said Nazi police state in there. You're signing it. Oh, sure, no problem.
Yeah, we want to model it after the Nazi police state. People are just like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, literally, people are just walking around in a stupor. It's really amazing to me. It's sad. It's a little disturbing that he could actually get that many signatures. You know, it's the opposite out there on the West Coast than it is on the East Coast. I tried to do a man on the street interview like that last week in New York City.
Right, yes.
The people are in such a hurry and such a fast pace. I couldn't even get anybody to stop that spoke English. Whereas
it's a good thing that Dice was not in New York, because they'd have probably spit on him, kicked him, and beat him up. What? You want me to sign what? But of course, they've got Bloomberg there to make up for all of that, trying to force everybody to, you know, basically vaccinate children against the will of their parents. Now, is there another clip here? I mean, is it worth even hearing this, or is it so sad we don't even want to hear more of what Dice is asking
you? You've got to hear this next one, because the guy that signs this actually has something brilliant to say at the end of it. Let's check this out, Dice 2.
Because of the budget restraints, the police state's having some problems, so we're just going to petition city council to increase the police state signature there to support the Orwellian police state. We want to just implement it a little bit more.
Yeah, you find the fund of money, though.
We'll find it somewhere. Thank you.
you got to find the funding for that. I hope you find the funding for that.
Then I'm all for it, right? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Ty, I know you've lived outside of America and you've come back. Mike Adams was outside. He came back. You know, we're trying to salvage this place, but sometimes when you hear stuff like this, you wonder, it's not salvageable. I mean, if you go out to the coasts, you know, you go to California, you're like, what are these people on or not on? You go to the center of the heartland, we go, hey, there's some nice people there. I don't know that they'd sign on to the Nazi police state. I just don't know, because it's happening everywhere.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing you'd get too many people here where I live in the hill country of Texas to sign that. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe you would. I don't get that impression that you would. Nothing against the people out there in L.A. or wherever he's at. Maybe Venice Beach, I think. Nice enough people. They're friendly enough to stop. I couldn't get anybody to stop last week. At least they'll stop and talk to him. But, my goodness, they're signing a petition which he's crystal clear that they want to implement an Orwellian Nazi police state, or they want to continue funding it.
Well, let us know. Do you want us? You want to help fund that? Call us 866-939-2355. We are actively not in support of that. Just so you know, if you're not clear of where we stand on this issue. Now, speaking of signing up for stuff, Consumer Reports, you know, pretty supposedly nonpartisan, not in more objective, has said stay away from healthcare.gov.
Yeah.
Did you see this? So, don't sign up, basically.
The exact quote is, don't even bother trying for the next few weeks.
That's very subtle.
No. I mean, this is pathetic. You know, when HHS, they launched healthcare.gov, I mean, if you remember reading Mike's article a few weeks ago, and it just crashed disastrously. But then they spun that to say that was a good thing, because there were so many people trying to sign up that it was just the sheer traffic caused it to crash, when in reality, there were times that there were less than 1,000 people that were on the site and it still crashed. So that's not necessarily a good thing. I heard a bobbleheaded teleprompter reading prostitute last night on Fox News trying to spin this in such a way that this was a good thing. And she said, look, there were so many people that were trying to sign up for healthcare that it crashed. She said, no websites can handle over 1,000 visitors at one time without crashing. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me. No websites? Where has she been the last 10 years? I mean, all that takes is a good IT person. You get a backup server. You can get literally millions of people on a website without it crashing. So that's
like that Don Henley song about the bubble-headed bleach blonde. Reads the news, the telepromptering away all intelligence.
Dirty Laundry.
Yeah. You remember that one?
Dirty Laundry. Yeah. And that's exactly what we have. Henley was ahead of his time with that song. Well, yeah. They had the bobbleheaded bleach bomb back then, too. There's just more of them today.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it ties into this other story about the government's, you know, on the local level, even like you send your kids to public school, you say, okay, I don't want to, but I got to because I don't have enough money to send them to whatever. And you send them with their lunch to school. You don't expect that somebody in the school will say, no, you're not allowed to send your kids lunch from home that you prepare at home with ingredients that you are in control of. I mean, this is something we've covered before, but this is rearing its head again, is it not?
It is. It's a story out of, is it Orlando? Yeah, I think Orlando. It's a story on myfoxorlando.com that we're checking out. And apparently a lady that's a new mom brings her baby to jury duty, and she's a breastfeeding mom. And the judge says either you've got to, get out of court or pump the milk for the baby, right? You can't have the baby here, in other words. And so she said, no, I'm not going to do that. I breastfeed my baby. We don't have any child care or anybody that can help me at home, so I can't send the baby home. And so now she has been held in contempt of court. I don't know, where does it go from here?
Well,
I'm trying to look at the date here. Okay, tomorrow. So her court date is tomorrow, being held in contempt of court because she told the judge, no, I'm going to breastfeed my baby here. Or I'm going to leave with my baby, but I'm not going to pump, and I'm not going to send him home. He held her in contempt of court.
Well, of course, the rules of being a jurist now include leaving your boobies at home. Don't bring those things in here. You know, your eye out with that.
I mean, this is indicative, though, of the state that we live in, where almost anything that you do that is healthy is now being looked at with a frown.
Mm-hmm.
You want to breastfeed your baby? No, you can't. But I guarantee you, if she brought baby formula up there that's, you know, full of soy and aluminum and GMO, no problem there. You can feed that baby all day long. But it's just the healthy efforts are being frowned upon.
How else are we going to ensure that Americans grow up to be able and willing to sign petitions to support the Nazi-like police state? I mean, what are you expecting? Unreasonable thing. You don't want to feed them good food. They might not sign up.
That's true. That's true. If they actually were able to put two words together to form a sentence, they might not sign a brainless petition like that.
Well, for the first time in American, I don't know, at least history, the last 50, 60, 70 years, more Americans than not want to legalize something. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Ty Bollinger is in the house, and he is Outside the Box, and we go outside the box together each and every Wednesday. Check it out. Links are up at robertscadbell.com, thecancertruth.net. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, what's happening in America? Those of you listening from around the world, we're going to let you in on a secret. The Americans, on some level, are completely unconscious dunderheads. I know I speak of my own culture, but on some level, there's a lot of folks, a lot of us waking up, becoming conscious and saying, the government has no right to ban, for instance, cures for cancer that they don't approve of. Of course, read Ty Bollinger's books. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Why wouldn't you? Cancer, step outside the box. Hey, you got to see, I got to promote your book today in the video preview of the show today, Ty.
Oh, yeah, that was cool, man. I appreciate that. That was
great. Well, Don was sick. He thought I was going crazy with props, but I'm like, hey,
you were.
Video.
You were
we
going crazy
video.
With props. It was great, though.
Fun.
I liked it.
It was fun because we got, you know, the Carnivora folks coming on board.
Yeah,
we got
Carnivora, the Better Way Health.
Better Way Health coming. Yeah. I'm excited. It's good news. It's good news. And, by the way, Super Don found this thing, this little baby with his fist in the air pumping it up going, breastfeeding. It rocks. But that would wake America up. That's cool. But also, what is it? Americans now want something legalized that they didn't want legalized before. I don't know what's going on. I'm not even sure what this is, Ty. You sent this to me. What is it that we're asking about?
Well, they want to legalize peeing off your porch.
Is that not – that's against the law?
No, that's right. No, that's legal. That's right. I just
in Texas, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can do – except don't do it into the water reservoir in Portland because they'll drain millions of gallons.
Or they'll drain it, yeah.
Yeah, despite the fact the animals are going there already. Never mind that.
Well, maybe that would be – they want to they're in favor of legalizing marijuana.
That ding, 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 ding. Yes, right on the nose. It's,
do
it's
I get the
cannabis.
Prize?
You get a what give me a keyword. Is spliff a word? Is that used anymore?
It is.
It is. Okay. You get one of those. I don't know what they are, but you get one.
Great, great. I've always wanted a spliff.
Go to Jamaica and be irate on.
What? A spliff? Is that what you said?
Is that a word?
That is so old school.
You see, this is the kind of thing I get. Now I'm abused for being old. All right.
Flip.
It's ageism.
Are you speaking of marijuana cigarettes, young man?
Yeah. Of course, you know, all the waste of time and money and police state, speaking of the police state, all about, we got to criminalize a plant. Now the people are going, man, we were lied to. This is a cure for cancer.
Here's what's interesting, Robert. And Super Don, don't want to leave you out there, Super Don. Glad you're on the show with us today. One thing that's interesting about this, you know, it's a Yahoo News article talking about 58% now of people that surveyed thought that cannabis should be legalized. One of the sentences that caught my attention is, by contrast, when Gallup first asked the question in 1969, only 12% favored allowing the drug. The drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plant. So even the vernacular in the article is kind of twisted, because
sure.
It's not a drug. It's a plant that contains phytochemicals that have neurological effects if you use it in a certain way, but it's not a drug. It's a plant. And
right.
So even the way that they bring it, that they relay the message in the story is a little bit, what would you say, deceiving.
Yeah, well, they're leading you, in other words. But, you know, what you said is true. It's not a drug. Now, if you take a plant and refine it and isolate it and synthesize it, now you've got a drug. I'll agree with that. And then it becomes
right.
quite dangerous. But if you, for instance, coca leaves in the Himalayas and even in the Andes in South America, if you live at 20,000 feet or 15 or 10 or 12, you are going to be chewing on coca leaves because it is a natural, God-given remedy for altitude sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole plant. You're not, you know, you're not refining it into anything. And it's a medicinal used appropriately, just as we're discovering about cannabis. That marginalized marijuana plant that is a plant. Of course, there are different ways that you can refine it, and it becomes something that I'm not supporting necessarily. But
sure.
The oil itself is so brilliant, so healing.
Yes, it is. And we've talked about it many times before. The studies that have been done on the effects of cannabis on the cannabinoids, specifically on different types of cancer, it's extremely healing. And there's also a recent study that was done, I cannot remember where, but Charlene and I were just talking about it last night, that smokers, okay, you say, well, just use the hemp oil, don't smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study that was done that those who smoke marijuana have less chance of getting lung cancer than those that don't smoke marijuana. And it's because
yeah,
of the
I
fact
saw that.
That hey, the cannabinoids...
That was a shock to me as well, because, of course,
yeah.
You know, we talk about utilizing the plant medicinally, but I'm not into putting hot smoke in my lungs of any kind. But yet there's healing properties that even if done that way, they're not having the same
yes.
problem with those who are just smoking borderline tobacco cigarettes that are hardly tobacco.
Correct. Correct. So, you know, not trying to advise people to go out and burn the marijuana and inhale it at this point. That's not a recommendation at all. It's just interesting that you do have even cancer preventative effects when you actually smoke it, which is not as effective as the hemp oil.
Is that how you spell spliff? I just saw Super Don put it in there. Is that Jimmy Spliff? He was the reggae guy, Jimmy Spliff? No? All right, I said it. You caught me. I said it. I didn't know. All right, stand by. Ty Bollinger, Super Don. Tom's on the board if you want to call us. 866-939-2355. Serious stuff about cancer recovery when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an Oxy Sulfur day for me, because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused. Not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs. $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, only brave because I get to tag up with Ty Bollinger every week. Yeah, tag, you're in, Ty. And he takes over, and I can go, okay, it's covered. He's the big guy.
Hey, that's funny, Robert, that you mentioned that. I was looking at the picture that you have on robertscottbell.com today for our show, and it's the picture of you and I when we were able to get into the Braves game in Atlanta, and I thought, you know, it's funny. We look like a tag team wrestling.
Well, the thing is, you know, you stared down the people taking the tickets while I did a Jedi mind trick on them, and we got in.
I don't know about the staring down, but you definitely did the Jedi mind trick. Mr. Medical Issue.
Well, the thing is, when you realize the consciousness of the average American, it's not difficult. And we weren't really being manipulated. We just said, remember, we won't go back to that story. But, hey, we want to help folks, too. And you have done some tremendous work helping folks with the book Work With Your Doctor. Of course, Cancer Step Outside the Box. Your
hey, we got the Monumental Myths coming out.
Monumental Myths, the next book I was just going to say, is coming out. Yeah. And you do the overview on some stuff that, you know, people are going to be going, oh, my gosh, he did it. And this is so important. But what we do together, of course, is bring it into the verbal realm, especially for the kids. And they love it. There's going to be a Moment of Duh coming up. Special shout-out to Bryce. Moment of Duh today, so stand by for that.
Little buddy.
All right, but we do have serious questions. We have some questions of the day that will pop in. Sometimes they'll call in. Sometimes they'll write it in. This one comes from Judy. And Ty, I want you to respond to this as well. This is good.
Okay.
This is sort of like his double dog dare that Don did. She's almost double dog daring us, but in a very nice way. She says, this is a question regarding cancer treatment survivors. Why is there never discussion on what is a very serious topic, the ongoing conditions, many of which are, quote-unquote, not treatable, that result from radiation in particular, right? The treatment, radiation. Just trying to be real here, she says. But there's so much noise and money being raised to cure cancer, but no mention of what we're doing to improve the quality of life for those who have long-term conditions from all of this toxic treatment. Now, here's her thought. Simply not a subject anyone wants to address because there are no answers. As a 35-year cancer treatment survivor, she can speak from experience. And she's still in search of a physician willing to explore any methods to improve her damaged eye and jaw. And she was reminded by a counselor of cancer support group that patients like her just need to deal with the cost of the cure. Really? She says, honestly, that was not a good answer. I agree, that's not a good answer. A cure is not a cure, she says. If the treatment creates other chronic ailments, would appreciate to know if you or Ty have an opinion on the subject and or the nature of cancer treatments today and 30-plus years ago. Thank you. Judy, thank you for writing in there. And by all means, we have an opinion or two. Ty, take it away.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So she's basically asking, why doesn't anybody deal with the after effects of the treatments for conventional cancer treatments? Is that, am I getting the gist?
Yeah, you know, she's getting that you just have to live with it. No one's really focusing on that. It's all about the expensive treatments that are not really cures. But let's say you survived chemo and the radiation. Now you're dealing with, you've been butchered. Look at what was the guy, the movie reviewer, right? Roger Ebert. I mean, they took away his whole face.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times with modern conventional treatments for cancer, the treatment's worse than the cancer. And the after effects of the treatment, you know, let's look at radiation first because she specifically asked that. So you have radiation, you've received radiation treatment for cancer, and so as we know, radiation is cumulative. So what you want to do is you want to chelate the radiation. Chelation doesn't necessarily just apply to heavy metals. Chelation just means, I think Latin means to claw, and so it attaches to different particles in your body and it rids them from your body. Mm-hmm. So you want to chelate the radiation, and there's very effective ways to chelate radiation after you've undergone radiation therapy, such as sodium bicarbonate. Vitamin C is actually a very good chelating agent for those that have undergone radiation therapy for cancer. Magnesium sulfate, vitamin B6 is also a good chelating agent. Edible clay, actually. Mm-hmm. But the only problem with edible clay is that it will also deplete the body of a lot of minerals like magnesium, potassium, and calcium, and so forth.
Right, the macro minerals are grabbed out in that case, and these people are already so minerally deficient because the radiation, the heavy metals, the different poisons have really robbed the body of those essential nutrients. And think about the weakness of the skeletal system. It might not have even been like a bone cancer scenario. It could have been, but might not have been. And suddenly you find that these people have much higher risk of fracture because they've robbed the body of the essential elements that hold the body together.
True. So, you know, that's as far as radiation, which was a specific question, those are things that you can do to help to chelate the radiation. When you're talking about chemotherapy, which people are probably interested, hey, what do I do after I've undergone chemotherapy? You've got to do something to rebuild your immune system, which we talk about all the time on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because chemotherapy is a treatment that destroys the immune system. And so therefore you're sick with cancer. The reason is somehow your immune system was compromised. And so then the dunderheads that are treating your cancer say, yay, I got a great idea. Let's treat this disease of a compromised immune system with chemicals that'll compromise your immune system even worse. And so you've really got to fight hard to rebuild your immune system after that. And not only after chemotherapy, you want to rebuild your immune system after radiotherapy as well, because that's essential in dealing with the after effects of radiation therapy. So Those are things that you really want to look at. There's we can go into the specific immune-building substances if you want RSV, or we can just kind of go general there.
We could, and I want to acknowledge Dr. Frank King from King Bio. Remember when we were together in Atlanta for the Healing Strong Conference with Susie Griswold, and he sent the chemo cleanse formula for everybody that attended. And that's a homeopathic option that you have as an adjunct to all the things Ty was just saying. And, of course, we do the EMF detox because there are radiational issues as well. Homeopathy, one of the keys not to overlook in dealing with, even if you do chelation, if you go to someone like Dr. Bitar and really get aggressive intravenous chelation, we still use homeopathic medicine as a supportive energetic adjunct.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very nice of Dr. King. I remember that there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the products that is really good for chelating radiation and protecting, as well as modulating your immune system, is Life One. Now, I've talked about Life One before. It was developed by Dr. Michael Farley, who's my co-author on a couple of different books. And the Life One not only is an excellent treatment for cancer, but it's also very, very good for chelating radiation and modulating the immune system. So that's something, if you want to go to cancertruth.net, we're not going to take a lot of time to go into the specifics of Life One, but I will mention that it does contain the resveratrol, quercetin, turmeric, selenium, dinolomethane, green tea extract, and there's a few other of the medicinal herbs that I've forgotten in there. But they all have different immunomodulating properties, and they're also very good as far as chelating radiation. So those are, that's a product that is good for numerous different ailments, and I highly recommend that. We began to double our dose of Life One after the Fukushima disaster back in on 3/11/11. When Fukushima,
and it's not getting better with every typhoon
better.
That's hitting it. You've got to do more things to prevent the accumulation of these radiational exposures all over the planet, much less those close to Japan and Asia. So,
yeah, no, you're absolutely right, RSP. And by the way, it's odd that we're talking about Fukushima now. I guess we segued into that from the radiation, but I'm writing that section of my book, the next book, mm-hmm. The Monumental Myths, and I was actually working on that today before the show. The Fukushima section, and it is really astounding the catastrophic effects that has had on the marine life in the Pacific. Mm-hmm. I was really unaware of a lot of it until doing the research over these last few days. But I mean, this could be what they call an ELE, an extinction level event.
This is the reason why you do the things proactively and don't wait for the cancers that inevitably are going to rise because of these issues. It was bad enough prior to the Fukushima incident. Also, in the rebuilding, as Judy was asking, the most often overlooked trace mineral for rebuilding connective tissue integrity, that includes bones, muscles, tendons, cartilage, neurological tissue, soft tissue, connective tissue of all kinds, is the silicon. The silica is so critical.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to a lady today who was dealing with MS, neurological regeneration, silica. And I'm studying some things, refreshing some things for the book that I'm working on. Thank God my wife is helping me on this because I don't have enough time. But the ability of plants to transmute certain substances into others that aren't even there, it's stunning. The things some of which I've forgotten years ago I was studying, the ability to transmute silica into different minerals, like even calcium. So stunning things that are coming out, and I'm so glad you're writing the Monumental Myths book. We'll be talking about that more as this becomes closer to the reveal of what this is all about.
Yeah. I didn't know you were writing the book. When's that coming out?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Next lifetime? I mean, it feels like that. I've been working on it for so long with so many stops.
You've been working on that book for like how many years now?
Oh, 10 years, easy.
Once you get it done, RSP, I'll be glad to write some kind of a review for you, and I'll get it to you a lot quicker than you're getting me my review.
I'm a slacker on that front. I am. I admit it. I don't have enough time prepping for the show and doing all that. But, yes, you're going to get your paragraph, my friend. You will.
All right, buddy.
It's well-deserved. What else we got to cover? Stories like that. But anyway, Judy, thank you for that question. If you have a question for us, go to the website, robertscottbell.com. We have links to cancertruth.net. If you haven't signed up for Ty's email alerts, they're fantastic. Please do so. And, of course, on top of the, let's say, these cancers, the treatments for cancer, many of the cancers actually weren't even cancer, and that's what we're finding out with new revelations.
Yeah. Yeah. Article by our friend Sayer G with greenmedinfo.com. A lot of the cancers, such as DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, They're actually saying that these are actually benign. These are benign lesions. They're not actually cancerous tumors. And many women, Sayer does a lot of research into breast cancer. So the article has the breast cancer slant. Many women have actually been treated for cancer that did not actually have cancer. So it's this is huge. We're talking about millions of women that have been treated for these abnormalities that are not actually even cancer in the first place. And they may be fast growing, but they're not cancers. And so they're then fast tracking them into the conventional treatments, you know, the chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, which are then going to do what? They're going to compromise the immune system. They're going to fill your body with radiation, and they're going to cause more problems. They're going to deplete the immune system and make it to where you can't stay healthy in the future. It's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy for these women. They're treated for cancer, which they don't have, but eventually they're going to have cancer because the treatments are going to give them cancer.
Right, and of course you can always go to a surgeon to help you lose weight by cutting off limbs or whatever. We're going to talk about that in today's Moment of Duh. Forthcoming, Bryce, get ready, kids. Also, some underpants that you, well, maybe your neighbor, if you're going on a plane, you might want to have everybody else wear them in case you're doing well on your digestion. We'll talk about that to wrap up Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. We are so glad to be together each week. You know it. Having a great time. Tell your friends. RobertScatBell.com, 3 to 5 every afternoon, Monday through Friday, on NaturalNewsRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799, 281-509-9799.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Jay Giles makes you bounce. You're a Jay Giles fan. Remember that one? Oh, a lot of fun. Well, we have fun each and every week here with Ty Bollinger. Of course, cancertruth.net. Links are up. Say thanks to the folks that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, without which we could not do this. We could not bring this to you 6 days a week. And Ty being here in the middle of the week, and he's going to be sub-hosting for me coming up, because I've got some major trips setting up, so we're going to set that up for you, Ty. Yeah, you are. You better be ready.
Okay.
You better be ready. That was almost your moment of duh right there. So, anyway, well, let's dive into that, because these surgeons, they're just all over the place, and, like, we respect and appreciate them when they're really needed, but really, for weight loss, are there things that maybe we should advise you of? Dangers? Well, the science is in, and it leads us to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major mouth?
Yes, today's moment of duh, brought to you by Body Parts Are Us. Yours are ours now. We're taking them out. Ty, what does this headline read?
Now, this is actually brought to you by the Institute of Obvious and Useless Medical Research. Very, very prominent Washington think tank. Now, it's a study that shows that surgical skills have a reflection in the surgical outcome. In other words, surgeons that are better surgeons, they have less complications than surgeons that are worse. I mean, it's like, really? Do you need research to tell me that? I mean, that's like doing a study that says talented baseball players have a better shot of making the major leagues than people that can't play baseball.
Well, we were going, to the Better Business Bureau to find our bariatric surgeon, and we said, find us the ones that are not good, because those we know will have better outcomes. I mean, come on, really? Who paid for this? Did we not know this?
Well, like I said, it was the Institute of Obvious and Useless Medical Research. They received lots of funding from the American Cancer Society, by the way.
Yeah, in fact, they're probably one of the 10 essentials of Obamacare.
Okay, we're making it up, folks. Don't email us about it. We're making it up, yes.
But we do have some audio, because they're really trying to sell this Obamacare. So we pulled some audio from a commercial talking about surgeons and training the surgeons when they're young. Go ahead and run that first operation clip.
It's Operation the Wacky Doctor's Game, where you're the wacky doctor. Batteries not included.
Ooh, that sounds like somebody needs the underpants we're going to talk about in a moment. But that game, that's basically what they're going to do, because no one's going to be able to go to Obamacare. It won't work. It doesn't work. So we're going to have more surgeons like this next operation clip.
It takes a steady hand, because if you touch the sides...
Here goes his fanny band. Don't get nervous. I did it. That's $200.
Do you remember that game, Operation, when we were kids?
Man, that brings back memories of when kids actually played games together and actually ran around and played, and they weren't on these little handheld devices where they looked like some kind of a robot looking down all the time, running into people on the street.
But don't you remember, you know, like when you were a kid, your mom says, if you want to play that game, no coffee for you, or else you're going to buzz it. You know, no drinking coffee. But the whole idea, I
had to lay off that. When I was 6 years old drinking coffee, yeah, I had to lay off the coffee.
Well, that explains a lot. It does. It explains a lot.
No, Super Don never laid off the coffee, did he?
No, he didn't. And he's using it in the wrong orifice, too. So.
Yeah, see, I knew. We could not go a day without you having to make some reference to that, right?
Speaking of that
in
orifice.
Hold,
yes.
Look,
speaking
it's in hold and it's out hold, okay? It's really
right.
Simple.
Speaking of that orifice, there's a brand new line of underwear. We're thinking of signing on to this. We're not sure if it's going to be official Outside the Box Wednesday underwear or not. Ty, I'm going to leave this to you, because there are some folks out there that you might think would do well with this stuff.
Well, yeah, they're high-tech pants. They're created by a company called Shreddies, and they contain a flexible cloth called Zorflex. No, I'm not making this up. This is a real article, NewYorkDailyNews.com.
Yeah.
And what are they for? They're called fart filter underwear. They keep the smell out. So it's for people that are quite flatulent.
Well, hooray! So here's what you do, kids. The next airplane trip you're on, or if you're on the bus trip with your friends and you know they're a bit flatulent because they don't eat right, you bring some of these new Susie Underpants fart filters and give them to your friends as gifts. It'll make everybody else happy.
Next, how do you give that to somebody without completely offending them?
No, you just tell them there's cool chemical warfare technology. You know how the kids are. They'll be playing their shoot 'em up games, and they've got their special underpants. They're good to go.
I think this underwear is probably the most ingenious thing we talked about on the whole show. I could see most people need it.
Well, there you go. That's it for today's Robert Scott Bell Show. We've gone straight to the underpants. Tomorrow, Jesse Ventura, the governor, is on. Liam Sheff as well. Here we go, Ty. Thank you, my friend. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.